Aphasia is a communication disorder that affects up to 40% of stroke victims. It can literally leave them speechless. It affects parts of the brain that controls language and can cause difficulty speaking, listening, reading, and writing, but it does not affect intelligence. As Abe Araya with Health News Florida reports, the aphasia patients are getting younger.
Folks are lining up for the holiday spread around a big table at the University of Central Florida's Aphasia House. Turkey, gravy, mac and cheese. Janet Whiteside founded the Aphasia House, a treatment facility on the edge of campus. Today, she's manning the turkey station. Whiteside says food generates conversation. It's one reason this facility looks like a real house, complete with a big kitchen and dining room. The man getting dark meat is Wade Cole.
Hi, my name is Wade Cole. I live in Tennessee.
Cole is 22 years old. He's tall, broad-shouldered, wearing a red and black plaid shirt tucked into jeans. In January of 2015, he was a double major in math and philosophy and had completed his prereqs for med school. Then an aneurysm ruptured in his brain, causing a massive stroke and bleeding. Having aphasia probably feels like being plopped into a foreign country with no understanding of the language. While Cole lost the ability to communicate, he didn't lose his voice.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Cole has just finished an intense program at the Aphasia House. This kind of speech therapy program is a rarity, one of a few dozen in the world. That's despite an estimated 1 to 2 million people in the U.S. living with the condition, and more of these patients are young. That's because Americans aged 25 to 44 are seeing their rates of stroke go up 43%. Researchers aren't sure why. Could be an increase in obesity, diabetes, and bad cholesterol in the younger age group. It could be that advances in imaging are diagnosing more strokes that might have previously been missed. But the end result, more young stroke victims, and more people like Cole who have to reteach their brains to speak all over again.
We are seeing more younger people with aphasia attending our programs.
That's Leora Cherney, the director of the Center for Aphasia Research and Treatment at the Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago. Cherney says younger patients with aphasia have different wants and needs. They want to go back to school, go back to work. Some of them have families with young children.
With the younger person who has a stroke and aphasia, they need to find some kind of worthwhile meaningfulness.
At a meeting for young stroke survivors at the Aphasia House, it's craft time.
And then you add whichever color mints.
They melt peppermints into cookie cutter shapes. Here, a few of the young people who have had strokes are chatting and appreciating that no one is worrying about how slow they're speaking. Soon, the conversation turns to Metallica. 35-year-old Deirdre Lee is a fan.
Oh, he's so good looking. That curly hair?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Lee had a stroke on St. Patrick's Day 5 years ago. She worked a fast-paced job in the mortgage industry. Lee hopes she'll be able to work as a receptionist at a nonprofit set up for stroke victims. Her advice for young stroke survivors with aphasia? Be patient.
You can't get better. It's hard, but you can't get better.
For Health News Florida, I'm Abe Araya in Orlando.
Health News Florida presents Price Check, a guide to actual health care costs. Check out the database and contribute your own price experiences at wusf.org/pricecheck.